Our next article is written by Jennifer Bringle, writer-editor, lifelong Lutheran, who lives in Greensboro, North Carolina, with her husband and young son. It's entitled Many Languages, One Growing Church. When God spoke to him, Jean Paul Kisuku knew he had to listen. A pastor in his native Congo, Kisuku had spent years ministering through prayer groups to his fellow Congolese and neighbors in nearby Uganda. After immigrating to the U.S. and settling in Maryland, he stepped away from ministry to focus on secular work to support his family. But God had other plans. God is moving you to do his work, and if you say yes, you will be okay, said Kisuku of the calling he felt to return to ministry. Kisuku and his family have resettled by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and Christ Lutheran Church in Baltimore. Seeing how the congregation welcomed newcomers, Kisuku reached out to Amsulu Geleta, then a pastor of the congregation, and volunteered to conduct a prayer service there in Swahili, a native language of Congo. He gathered five families for the first day in October in 2016, Geleta said, who now serves as executive assistant to the bishop and director for evangelical mission in the Delaware, Maryland Synod. We provided the space, and he started from that. He's a wonderful evangelist, and he reached out to many people who speak Swahili, French, Lingala, or English, new arrivals, most of them, and soon they filled the congregation, and it's still growing. That small prayer service has evolved to become Mountain of God Evangelical International Church, a new congregation bolstered by grants that were funded by mission support, the offerings that congregations share with synods and the churchwide organization. Much of that growth can be attributed to Kisuku's determination to bring God's word to as many people as possible. Many of the African immigrants in and around Baltimore didn't have transportation, so Kisuku began driving to their homes and bringing them to and from church each week. I started my ministry like I did in Africa. I go to the people, he said. For most of them, it's new country, and they don't know English, and they don't know how to drive a car, and they don't know how to take a bus. So I started to ask people, what is travel like for you? So I drive for them. I showed them how to take a bus to get to the hospital and to the supermarket. Seeing his efforts, Christ Lutheran, which hosted Mountain of God's services, helped Kisuku acquire a minivan to transport congregants. And a year ago, Salem Lutheran Church in nearby Catonsville, Maryland, purchased a 25-passenger van to transport his parishioners, some who travel more than 25 miles to attend services. In less than 4 years, Kisuku has built the congregation's numbers to over 150 people hailing from several African countries. The congregation has begun to take a more active role in the synod as well. In addition to raising mission support funds through their weekly offering, the congregation's choir performs at area churches and synod events.